Are you a business owner or entrepreneur who's had great success in the business world, and now you want to launch a speaking career to share your message with the world? If that's you, then listen up. 25-year speaking industry veteran Brett Ridgway has released his latest special report, 3 Key Things Entrepreneurs Must Master to Build a Profitable Speaking Business. To pick up your copy, go to brettridgway.com/freebie. Welcome to the Spotlight on Speaking Show with Brett Ridgway, where you'll learn the keys to building a profitable speaking business from speaking industry pros. Each week, we interview a great guest who will share his or her speaking journey, identify what their keys to success have been, and highlight some critical mistakes they've made along the way that you'll want to avoid. Be sure to visit our website at spotlightonspeaking.com. And while you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, sit back, tune in, and get ready to meet this week's guest.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Spotlight on Speaking Show with Brett Ridgway. I'm your host, and I'm excited to have as my guest today, Judy Kane. Judy is the author of Your Four Truths, How Beliefs Impact Your Life, and she's a transformative coach dedicated to helping individuals get past barriers that are keeping them stuck or causing them discomfort. She helps people change the limiting subconscious beliefs that are holding them back. Through speaking engagements, workshops, and individual client work, Judy empowers others to achieve their goals. Welcome, Judy Kane, to the Spotlight on Speaking Show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
All right, so we talked the other day, Judy, and I want to dive more into your area of expertise in a little bit, but you do some speaking yourself, so when did you decide that you needed to get up in front of groups and share your message to help others out?
It was probably when the book got published. And the reason I wrote the book was to let people know that when they have these repeating patterns, maybe there's more to it than just not trying hard enough, right? People blame themselves for things not happening in their life. And sometimes there's more to it, the subconscious beliefs. And so part of publishing the book was getting that message out. And that just kind of also evolved into lots more speaking engagements.
So what kind of organizations or groups do you speak to primarily then, Judy?
I speak to coaches groups. I speak to networking groups. I've done a lot of spots on podcasts and TV shows and radio shows. So that's typically where I see myself.
All right. So when you're speaking in any of those venues, is it primarily a business building tool for you to get in front of people to make them aware of your services so that if they have that need, then they can reach out to you?
That's a good side effect, but the real purpose for it is spreading the information so that people don't feel stuck, so that they know that, you know, there's more to it than just trying a little harder if they keep having these roadblocks to what they're trying to get done.
So how do you measure in your mind, Judy, whether a talk or a speech that you've given is successful?
Sometimes I'll have people, you know, schedule a call to find out more about what I was talking about. Sometimes they will download some of the material I've got on my website, because that's typically the link I have when I'm talking to people. Download more, find out more, do some, you know, investigation yourself.
So when you are going into an organization to deliver your talk, share your message, do you customize a message at all based on the organization, or do you have a standard signature talk, so to speak, that you use?
There's a signature skeleton. So I almost always talk a little bit about what subconscious beliefs are and where they come from. I usually talk a little bit about what people can do at home about them. The stuff in between depends on the audience. If they are business owners, then frequently it's about business success. If it's, I did one that was for, a specific money interest group. So we did it with that. I've done it with realtors. So I vary the examples and ways that the beliefs can show up depending on who I'm talking to.
So that's obviously a matter of doing your homework in advance of an event. So how long does it take you to prep for a different group? Or have you done so many different groups, it's like, all right, I'm pulling out this one today?
Well, no, I always go to something that's recent and then tailor it for what I'm doing for the next group. But it usually doesn't take a lot of time. Because I don't do strategy or behavior and focus on changing subconscious beliefs, I have a wide variety of people that I've worked with as clients. So it's not hard to remember examples that would fit the group that I'm going to be talking to.
Okay. All right. So let's dive into your so-called sweet spot a little bit here. So, you know, a lot of speakers, let's just say a lot of people, think they want to be speakers, but there are things holding them back. They have the imposter syndrome, which most people are familiar with, or other limiting beliefs that, hey, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, nobody wants to hear what I had to say or whatever. Right. You know, that old, what do they call it, head trash or whatever. So
absolutely.
How do you counsel someone to get through that so that they can get up on that stage then and share their message with the world?
Well, it's not counseling. They come in and they tell me, you know, I'm uncomfortable doing this, or I'm a nervous wreck doing this, or I don't see myself ever doing this. But if it's something that they either need to do because of their job or something they want to do for whatever reason, then we figure out what's getting in the way. Usually there's some sort of an unpleasant emotion associated with the thought of getting up there and delivering the speech. So we start with that. And we change that so that it's transformed into peace and non-attachment about the whole thing. And then we figure out what some of the other specific beliefs might be that are contributing to it. Like some of the ones that you said, I don't know enough. Who wants to listen to me? Being uncomfortable, being visible. You know, there are all sorts of things that can be specific to that person.
So in your coaching, what do you see as the biggest obstacle that people are trying to overcome?
In a speaking audience?
Yeah,
it's the number one fear, right? Speaking in public. That's typically the first thing and the most common thing I see when it's somebody who is, you know, trying to become more visible and not feeling good about that at all.
So what are some tips you might have, Judy, for how people can overcome this nervousness, this limiting, you know, this fear that's holding them back from sharing their message? I mean, it's like it's ingrained in them so deeply. How do you overcome that hurdle?
At home or with me?
Wherever.
Let's talk about at home, what some people can do on their own.
Sure.
So what I ask everybody, no matter what they come in for, is what is it you'd rather be experiencing, right? A lot of times people don't even know. They just know what they're trying to avoid. In the case of speaking, so what is it that they want to be doing? You know, do they want to be in front of a small group? Do they want to be keynote speaker for 20,000? You know, what's the goal there? And then we start dealing, you know, start dealing with the different things that have to do with disbelief or discomfort. So start imagining examples of you doing this thing the way you want to be doing it. You know, how do you look? How does the audience look? Are they engaged? Are you comfortable? What are you hearing? What are you telling yourself? And the big thing is, you know, what are the emotions you feel? So the more examples you can immerse yourself in really deeply with a lot of details, the better chance you've got of changing some of this yourself.
It was visualization a key part of this?
If you're working at home, yeah.
Okay. What if you're not working at home?
If you're working with somebody who does what I do?
Yeah.
I have a process called Site K, and that's where we're actually straight on changing the subconscious beliefs. So, and it takes usually less than 5 minutes to change any one belief.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fast.
That sounds a little hard to believe, Judy.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I've had clients go, it can't be this easy. Now, be mindful of the fact that a lot of situations are caused by more than one belief. So I'm not saying a whole situation can go away in 5 minutes, although sometimes it can. It's very seldom I have I've never had a phobia client take a full session. So, really? Yeah. But fear of speaking, I don't put in the same category as a phobia.
So how do people, let's say they have a relapse or whatever. How do you get back on that horse or whatever? You think you've got it whipped, but then you get up on that stage and you find out, nah, I don't really have it whipped yet. I'm not really where I need to be.
So that just means there's something else. I wouldn't call it a relapse as much as, there's something else. I had to do this with myself. I used to be horrified at the thought of a whole group of people staring at me while I tried to do something. I took piano lessons when I was little. The recitals they almost killed me every time. When I started my business, I'd go to networking meetings, and I was in one where a woman with she had a web TV show, and she was interested in what I did and asked if I'd like to be a guest. And my head and my mouth said, certainly, that's wonderful, thank you. And the rest of my body was screaming, right? It was like, oh no.
Well, and I'm very comfortable now, Judy.
Well, yeah, I am. Because I did the work, right? And I did all the stuff I could, and I thought I was ready. And in the car over, I could tell there was a little something left that was popping up, right? So I worked with that before I got out of the car and went in there. And there were 5 live cameras pointed at the chairs. It was a 1-hour thing. One of them was something like bid chat, where people could stop you mid-sentence if they bid a certain amount of money and ask you any question they wanted. Nobody did that. But if I hadn't taken the time to do all the upfront work and then that last little thing, it would have been so uncomfortable for everybody.
So what's the biggest mistake you see people make when they're trying to overcome these fears or these limiting beliefs?
Well, a lot of the big mistake is just thinking they have to live with them, that it's just the way they are. But if they're trying to overcome them, I think the biggest mistake is thinking that logic or data, just plain willpower is going to make a difference, because that's only working with your conscious mind. The subconscious controls 95% of your perceptions, and it's your default mode. So if you've got something in the default system and you stop paying laser-like attention to whatever it is you're trying to do, you're going to fall back into those old perceptions.
So I was interviewing a gentleman the other day, Judy, that is a speaker, but he also has a stutter. Now, it's not a pronounced stutter to me or whatever, but is that something that also can be unlocked in the subconscious mind, overcoming a stutter, or is that totally outside the realm of this world?
That's interesting. I'm sure some could be. I when I was in college, there was a psychology professor there who his specialty was working with stutterers. And one thing he found, which was fascinating, was when you're talking, you hear your voice back 2 ways, through the bones and through airwaves. And the stutterers, if you put them on delayed feedback headphones, would stop stuttering. And non-stutterers, if you put them on delayed feedback headphones, would start stuttering.
Go figure, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I'm sure some stuttering can be, emotional, subconsciously caused.
Yeah. Interesting. I hadn't thought about it at all. But all right. So Judy, take a couple of minutes, if you would, and tell people a little bit more about what it is that you do and how they can get involved in your world if they so choose.
Sure. I help people take out their head trash, basically. So people come in, they've got something they want to be different. We work with that and, make changes to what the subconscious beliefs are so that those beliefs are supporting their conscious goals. It's a fast change process, as I said. Mm-hmm. Most people are comfortable with the process. There's nothing, disconcerting going on with the process. It's a pretty straightforward thing that we do. There most challenging thing is usually deciding what it is they really want, because that's something a lot of people don't think a lot about. You know,
I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up, Judy. So,
yeah, right. So we change the beliefs, and then you know, they go on their way. And if there are more that pop up, or if they know they've got a lot of things they want to work through, they come back.
They can find out more where, Judy?
On my website, alignedconsciousness.com. And you can see down here in my name, the two words. The website doesn't have any spaces there, but that's the name of the website. If you go to the resources page, there's some downloadable material if people want to know more. They can also book a 15-minute free phone call, and I'm happy to answer questions or talk about something that is personal to them.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that appears in the show notes down below, certainly. So any final words of wisdom, Judy, for somebody that is in a situation where they're trying to overcome something that's holding them back?
Absolutely. If you've got patterns that keep repeating in your life that are causing frustration, pain, dismay, fear, don't just assume it's something you've got to live with, right? It's those things are usually associated with subconscious beliefs. You can change these things and have a happier perspective and, you know, more fulfilling life.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, Judy, thank you so much for being my guest on this episode of the Spotlight on Speaking Show. I wish you the greatest of success in all that you do. For all my listeners, thank you for joining us today. If you haven't checked out my LinkedIn newsletter called Spotlight on Speaking, by all means, I suggest you subscribe there. It's the latest news and stories related to the speaking industry. But as always, I wish you the greatest of success, and may this year be your greatest year yet. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
This has been the Spotlight on Speaking Show with Brett Ridgway. Be sure to join us every week as we interview speaking industry pros and have them share their best tips for building a profitable speaking business. Until next week, thank you for tuning in, and remember to visit our website at spotlightonspeaking.com so you can enjoy even more great episodes like this one. While you're here, be sure to subscribe via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Spotlight on Speaking Show. Until then, our sincere best wishes to you for the greatest of success as you work to build your own profitable speaking business.